Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome, one and all. This is indeed Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, March 11th. It is 11:05 on the clock. I am your host, Seth. Thank you so much for joining me on this somewhat gloomy Saturday, I guess. At least the temperature, I should say, is not too bad. A little gloomy, but that's okay. It's March. We can handle it, everybody. And you are tuned in to Over the Back Fence, just like Chuck told you there a little bit ago. This is the show where you call 424-2600 if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors. If you want to talk about events happening all throughout Central Wisconsin, that is our listening area. We'd love to do that too. Anything else you'd like to chat about, this is the show for you indeed. So join me, 424-2600. We're going to go through many of our normal features here. Mailbag items, our news and notes, calendar of events as well. We're going to do some sports talking here about stuff happening to teams that we have some association with throughout the state of Wisconsin. And whatever else you want to talk about, it's going to be fun. We'll talk about some shows coming up tomorrow, our local shows that we love to promote around here as well. So stay tuned for this hour. Lots of great info coming your way on Over the Back Fence today. Let's go ahead and start out with a little bit of sporting news here. We do want to let everyone know. Big news. We've got some good news and some bad news for you, everybody. We're going to start out with the good news today. The Marquette Golden Eagles won their game in the semifinals last night. And another close, exciting game. Woo, that's two in a row. I hope you've been tuning in to WIRI, catch those Marquette games, because they have been great. They are now in the Big East Championship game, taking on Xavier tonight at about 5 o'clock is when the pregame is going to start on that one. So tune in to WIRI, follow them as hopefully they win the Big East Championship. And then on Sunday at 4 o'clock on WIRI, that's 105.5, they're going to have a two-hour selection show here. It looks like Marquette's going to have a pretty big seat at the table for March Madness. And if you want to catch out and hear all the drama associated with that, check out the Marquette Selection Sunday show coming up at 4 o'clock, 4 to 6, tomorrow on Sunday on WIRI, your home for Marquette Golden Eagles basketball. So that's the good news. The bad news is last night your River Kings were in Hudson, taking on the Havoc, and they dropped the game, unfortunately. They've got two more chances to continue on to the championship game, or the championship series, I should say. So they're not out of it yet, but they did lose last night to the Havoc. They play again tonight at 7, and then again on Sunday, if necessary, at 7 again as well. We will not be carrying those games, of course, on WFHR because they are in Hudson. But follow them, check it out. We do hope that they can come back, rebound from the loss yesterday, can win the next two games and continue on. They've had such a great season. Once again, big shout out to Coach Peckman, who joined James and Randy on Monday on Playmakers, for his time. He's been great telling us what's going on. We do appreciate him sharing all of his insights with us on these airwaves on Playmakers. So much for those sports things happening. Let's go ahead and grab our first caller of the day. Good morning. You're on the show.
Morning. I'd just like to remind everybody that the Port Edwards Lions Club and the Port Edwards Baseball Association are holding our annual pancake brunch and bake sale tomorrow. And it'll be at the Port Edwards High School cafeteria from 8 in the morning until noon. And we're going to have buttermilk, cranberry, and chocolate chip pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage, applesauce, and beverages. And the cost is $8 for adults. And children 3 to 10, $5. And they'll have a lot of big stuff for sale to get your sweet tooth going after the pancake thing. And all the proceeds go to Port Edwards baseball and softball. And I want to remind everybody, don't forget to set your clocks ahead because you don't want to miss.
Oh, you're so right. Yes. Two things. First of all, thank you for calling. I do appreciate it. I did have it in my calendar of events, so I will mention it again before the end of the show. But thank you for calling in. I appreciate you with all that great information. And another thing, yes, we're going to remind people to make sure you set your clocks ahead. It is daylight savings time starting tomorrow. So we're going to spring forward tomorrow, everybody.
Right. Right, and thanks for all you guys do there.
All right. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Do appreciate the phone call. Oh, thank you. Oh, this is great. I love it when we get calls about events happening in the area here. Keep them coming. 424-2600 is the number to call. A reminder of events going on right now. I do want to remind everyone that the Winter Farmers Market is happening at the Moravian Church in Wisconsin Rapids as we speak. It's going till 1 o'clock today. That is at 310 First Avenue South on the west side of Wisconsin Rapids. When I left the house this morning, it looked like things were going pretty good there, pretty hopping at the Winter Farmers Market. We appreciate everyone going there. Lots of cool vendors there. We got lots of food and other crafts, and you never know what you'll find. You'll never know what you'll find at the Winter Farmers Market. So check it out. They're going through all the through the month of April. So you still have a few chances to check that out. Go head on down to the church there and check out, see what they got. I do want to talk a little bit more now about what's coming up tomorrow, Sunday, here on WFHR. Of course, you know the Badgers are done with their season. The basketball and the hockey teams are both pretty much done. There's pretty much no chance the Badgers are going to get into the March Madness tournament, so the NCAA tournament. So that's pretty much wrapped up their season. Hockey has also wrapped up on the Badgers there. It's been great having the Badgers again this year. We'll look forward to doing it again next year. And, of course, tune into the WIRI for the Marquette Eagles. I want to let you know that because of that, on WFHR tomorrow, of course, Seth Faces the Music is on from 6 to 8 on Sundays. And this week, we have a I have a start of a series of programs I want to do, a set of four. And it's the classic Greek, ancient Greek elements, you know, the four elements, fire, water, earth, and air or wind, whatever you want to call it. Starting out with fire today. So we got songs, or tomorrow, I should say. We've got songs all about fire coming up on Seth Faces the Music. 2 hours of songs like that. Lots of classics, lots of songs you probably haven't heard before. Old artists, new artists. It's the eclectic mix that you have come to know on Seth Faces the Music. So check that out from 6 to 8. Then from 8 to 9, we've got Director's Cut. This week, we are talking with Rick Humphreys, a local poet. And not only is he talking about his poetry, he reads us several of his pieces, great poetry. Check it out to listen to Rick read his work. But also, he talks about some other things that he's involved in about mental health. It's really interesting. I do encourage you to check that out. Rick Humphreys, tomorrow, 8 to 9, Director's Cut, right after Seth Faces the Music. It's our Sunday block of shows on WFHR, so don't miss it. And of course, if you miss a show, if you miss Director's Cut or any of our other shows here, go to civicmedia.us/shows, and you can see all of our shows podcasted there. You will see, of course, since Seth Faces the Music is a music show, we have to do it a little bit differently. Go ahead to Spotify, and you'll see my playlist there of all the newer shows that I've done, not the old ones yet. Maybe eventually I'll get to those. But right now, all the new shows I've been doing, you'll find playlists. Just type in Seth Faces the Music, and you'll see the playlist of all the songs that I do for the shows there. So if you want to, if there's a song you missed, or you want to check out the artist, or you just want to hear it again, go ahead to Spotify and type in Seth Faces the Music. I'm in with the Civic Media Group there as well. So check that out. My goodness. What else do we have coming up here? Before we get to take our first break here, I do want to let everyone know about what's coming up next week for the morning show and for Morning Magazine. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up. Of course, on Monday, Melissa and Beth will be in with James, and that means one thing. At 9 o'clock, the kitchen's open. Their next segment, The Kitchen's Open, sponsored by Chatterbox Cafe and Catering. Love their new sponsor. It's really cool. And we do appreciate them and, of course, everything that Melissa and Beth go over. We're looking forward to on Wednesday, of course, is about in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got the Wicked Awesome Word of the Day brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. We've got Phil joins us during the 8 o'clock hour and gives us our word of the week, and that's a lot of fun as well. I'll be joining James on Wednesday this week. Then on 9 a.m. on Thursdays, we've got Pet of the Week. Madison from the Southwood County Humane Society brings in a spotlight pet that we love to showcase. And we love to talk with Madison and find out what's going on down there at the Humane Society. And then on Friday, of course, during the 8 o'clock hour, we've got Culver's Star of the Day, your chance to win two concrete mixers and two value baskets at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids just for knowing a theme song. It's easy as that. Call in, 424-2600. Same number you call in right now. Waiting for more calls, 424-2600. Looking ahead now to what's coming up on Morning Magazine this week. On Tuesday, we've got the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber coming in. And then at the 10:30 half hour, we've got Caldwell Banker Seward Realtors. J.R. Seward will be joining James for his monthly show. Then on Wednesday, we've got Mayor Shane Blazer coming in here along with our good friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media to record that one in the first half hour. Second half hour, we got the Arts Council coming back talking about another show coming up for them. On Thursday, we've got our good friends at Port Visit Rome, sponsored by Nakusa Port Edward State Bank. And then in part two, we've got UW-Madison Extension coming in. And then Friday, State Senator Patrick Teston will be joining James for the first half hour. We'll have more guests coming up as the week goes along, of course, and we will be letting you know all about who will be joining James on Morning Magazine. Woo, that's a lot of information. So I got to take a break. Woo, that's so much to do here. But I want your calls. 424-2600 is the number to call to get an Over the Back Fence. That is why I am here, ladies and gentlemen, on this Saturday. Call me up. Up next after the break, we're going to be taking your calls, hopefully. And we're also looking at our mailbag items, start on our news and notes and calendar events. A lot of cool stuff coming up that we want to let you know about here on this Saturday on Over the Back Fence, which is a part of WFHR. And we are definitely locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, March 11th. Some Tears for Fears get you into the bad mood? I don't know. But they're kind of sad, so. Thanks for joining me today, everybody. 424-2600 is the number to call. And, in fact, we have ourselves a caller right now. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes. I am looking for a walker, the kind that I'm sure there's a name to it, that you can sit or push for stability.
Mm-hmm.
And more of a modern one, I guess you'd say. 715-424-1495.
424-1495.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. I've got someone there looking for a modern type of walker that has a chair on it, so you can stop and sit if you need to. 424-1495, 1495. 424-1495 is the number to call if you could help her out with that. And great example. That's how calls work here on Over the Back Fence. Easy peasy, just like that. Call 424-2600, and I will get to your call as soon as I can. I'll be getting into our mailbag items right now and our news and notes, our calendar of events, and all those nice things. But I wanted to let everyone know that actually our mailbag is empty. Moths. Nothing but moths. So your test, your goal for next week, next Saturday, barring any basketball games from Marquette. Oh, wait, they're on IRI. Doesn't matter. So next week, next Saturday, we will be having Over the Back Fence. We will be having the show. And I want you to send stuff for our mailbag next week. I'm looking for a whole bunch of stuff. Fill it up. Fill it up. It's easy. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. If you would like, you can drop it off in person here during our normal business hours, 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. Come on in, say hi to Pam. You can drop it off with her. You can take a tour of the building when you're here if you've not done so yet. Lots of great stuff here. We'd love to show you. 1690 2nd Avenue South is our address. We're on the roundabout. We're right next to the DMV. We're right across from the Armory. I'm looking at it right now. And come check it out if you haven't done so, and you can drop off your items that way. You can also email info@wfhr.com or otbf@wfhr.com. You can get your items that way. We do ask that you please limit it to three. There is no price limit on anything. We do not have that, but we do ask you to limit to three in the interest of time. And you can send it there. Make sure you have a good description on there. And, of course, your contact information is also very important. So let's fill up that mailbag for next week, everyone. I'm looking forward to reading it next week. Looking forward to it. All right. Let's mosey on over and get into our news and notes and our calendar of events. We're going to start off with something that's going on right now as we speak. It is the fourth annual Morgan Gorst Memorial Blood Drive, and that is happening until 1 o'clock today. Morgan was diagnosed with glioblastoma at the age of 12. Blood transfusion gave Morgan the strength to continue his fight and gave him more time with his family and his friends. Although Morgan's time here on Earth was far too short, the impact he made on others will last forever. Please honor Morgan's memory by donating blood today. This is happening at the RJ Tack Auditorium Gym at 300 North School Street in Spencer, Wisconsin. Walk-ins are welcome, so if you did not make an appointment for this, that's okay. If you have, if you want to schedule your appointment or if you have any other questions, call 877-232-4376. That's 877-232-4376. This is presented by our good friends at Versity. If you are going ahead and going in to give blood today, they do want to remind you, make sure you eat a healthy meal and drink plenty of water before you donate. And 16-year-old donors need to have a parental consent form signed in order for them to give blood. But we do encourage you, if you're in the Spencer or around the Spencer area today, please consider giving some blood to the 4th Annual Morgan Gorst Memorial Blood Drive. So tomorrow, of course, we are springing forward into daylight savings time. And our friends over at Aspirus Health have given us some good information to help with that. To help, how can you go with the time change, the jump forward, you know, lose an hour of sleep? How can we help? How can we make that a little bit better? Well, as it begins on the 12th, people across the country will set their clocks forward and lose an hour of slumber. As the sun begins to set later in the evening and the sight of spring peeks through after the long winter months, 1 hour of sleep seems like an easy trade-in. However, the American Academy of Sleep Medicine warns that the 1 hour loss can throw off the body's internal clock, or circadian rhythm, as it's also known, and have negative health and safety effects in the days that follow. The circadian rhythm is a 24-hour cycle that is closely aligned with the sun's daily cycle. It regulates sleep and other key bodily functions such as temperature, appetite, digestion, and mood. During DST, the local clock time changes, but the timing of the sunrise and sunset, of course, remains the same. This causes a misalignment between your body clock, the sun time, and local clock time. Everything gets discombobulated, in other words. So here are some suggestions that they have offered in order to help make it a little bit easier for you. Get at least 7 hours of sleep for adults or 8 hours of sleep for teens per night before and after the time change. You can use the bedtime calculator to identify appropriate nightly bedtime. That is at the American Academy of Sleep Medicine's website. They have a bedtime calculator. I'm going to check that out because that's really cool. Also, they suggest, gradually adjust your sleep and wake times. You can shift your bedtime 15 to 20 minutes earlier each night for a few nights before the springtime change, or 15 to 20 minutes later each night for a few nights before the fall time change. Of course, this is for both of the time changes. If they continue, of course, this may be the last one we've ever do. We'll see. Adjust your other daily routines, such as meal times, to match your new schedule prior to the time change. So basically, they're offering for you to go into it gradually, kind of make up the difference before the time change actually happens. Set your clocks to the new time on Saturday evening and go to bed at your normal bedtime. So that's very cool. That's a good idea. That will get you back into the new rhythm just for the night here. Also, use light and darkness to help your body adjust in the spring. Head outside for some sunlight on Sunday morning and dim the lights in the evening. Adjusting your exposure to light and darkness will help set your body clock, which regulates the timing of sleep and alertness. Get plenty of sleep on Sunday night to ensure you're rested and ready for the week ahead. So these are all great, great tips to help your body deal with the time change that's coming up. It's amazing. You don't really think about that sort of thing. It's just something we've always done. But I love this. This is really cool to help you get things in order. If you continue to feel fatigue long after the time change, ask your health care provider if a sleep study is needed. And, of course, you can get that through Aspirus at the Stevens Point Hospital, Riverview Hospital here in Rapids. For more information, call 800-817-2363. That's 817-2363. You can also visit their website as well. Very good tips to help deal with the time change coming up here this evening. Well, you heard it just a little bit ago. Our good friends at the Port Edwards Lions Club let us know that tomorrow is their pancake brunch over in Port Edwards from 8 a.m. to noon. All proceeds will go to the Port baseball and softball programs. It's all you can eat. Pancakes, buttermilk, cranberry, chocolate chip. Wow, something for everyone there. Also scrambled eggs, sausage, applesauce, other beverages, of course. I'm sure some coffee will be there for everybody. The Baseball Association will also be holding a bake sale as well. All funds raised will go to the, of course, Baseball and Softball Association. This is going to be at the Port Edwards High School cafeteria. Adults are $8. Children 3 to 10 are $5. That's a good deal, too. Plus, you get all you can eat, man. And who doesn't like pancakes? I'm telling you. Especially when you can choose between cranberry, buttermilk, chocolate chip. Nice. That's tomorrow, March 12th, from 8 a.m. to noon in Port Edwards at the Lions Club, doing their annual pancake brunch to help support Port Edwards baseball and softball. Looking to the week ahead here, our good friends over at the Lowell Center, of course, offer many activities throughout the week. There's a couple that we do want to spot and highlight. Of course, it is tax season, everyone, so the AARP is offering tax aid programs on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. So if you need some help with your taxes, they're there to give you a hand. On Tuesday the 14th, 9:30, Coffee with the Mayor. Mayor Blazer will be there to do chatting and ask if you have any questions for him. Of course, that's a great time to ask him. That's 9:30 on Tuesday. And then looking ahead to Thursday the 16th at 1:30, Cash Bingo. Have some fun with some Cash Bingo. And then St. Patrick's Day is on Friday. Oh, I can't believe we're there already. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. If you have any questions or you want to check out the schedule, other things that are on the schedule, of course, you can contact the Lowell Center, 715-421-1051. That's 421-1051. You can also check it out in person when they're open during the week. 220 3rd Avenue South, Suite 3 in Rapids. That is where the Lowell Center is. And lots of cool stuff coming up there. And we'll keep you abreast of all the events happening at the Lowell Center. Well, you've heard a lot about this recently, and we're going to talk about it again because it's almost here. I can't believe that. This coming Tuesday, the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is having Power of the Purse. It's finally here, coming up on Thursday. Do you have a purse for every mood, occasion, and day of the week? Are you passionate about childhood literacy? Well, they have the perfect event for you. We'll get into the logistics in this in just a minute, but I see we have a phone call, so we are going to go ahead and take that right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale a large bag of 10 500-piece jigsaw puzzles for sale. $10 for the bag, and the pieces are all there. Phone 715-886-4342.
886-4342.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have a great weekend. Big old bag of puzzles. If you are a puzzle person, I'll bet you can find something you can use there. The whole kit and caboodle for 10. 886-4342. 886-4342 is the number to call if you're interested in the bag of puzzle, jigsaw puzzles, if you're interested in doing that. Thank you for the call once more. 424-2600 is the number to call. And if I'm reading something, I'll get to the end of it and get your call as soon as I possibly can. So hang on the line even if I don't answer you right away. All right, back to Power of the Purse coming up this Tuesday on the 14th. It is going to be at Bullseye Golf Club, 2800 Ridgewood Trail, Wisconsin Rapids, from 5 o'clock to 7:30. Tickets are available to purchase at uwswac.org. That's the United Way's website. $25 a person, so you still have a couple of days here to get the advance ticket price. If you buy them at the door, it is $30 per person. So if you want to do that ahead of time, that's a good thing to do. Of course, It's going to be a lot of fun because they have raffles going on and they have an auction. And it's just a fun event. Even if you're not interested in a purse, if you just want to go hang out, do some networking, go out, just have an evening out, some fun stuff at the Bullseye Golf Club. You can get your tickets and go there. Check out what they do have, what purses they do have available. So it's always a fun event, and it's for a great cause, Area Literacy and the Imagination Library as well. All right, we're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we're going to continue on with our community events here and our news and notes, all kinds of stuff coming up for the week and the weeks coming up in March, so stay tuned for all of that, and more of your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call to be on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. We are indeed a locally grown radio. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Locally grown radio. Looking for your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on the show here. Thank you very much, Pat Benatar, for getting us going. We are indeed invincible here at WFHR. And right now, we're going to take another caller. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hello. Can you give me the number for those puzzles?
Certainly. 886-4342.
All right, thanks.
You are very welcome. Have a great weekend. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on the air. And if you have any questions about any of our callers, any of the events we've spoken of, call up. We can always repeat that while we're on the airwaves here, and we do have no problem doing that. We do appreciate everyone who does call in, so keep them coming, everybody. All right, let's continue on now with our news and notes calendar of events here. Back to Aspirus Hospital, of course, they have cancer support groups that go on throughout the year. The next ones are coming up this coming week on Monday the 13th and Tuesday the 14th. We've got the Women's Support Group sharing meeting on the 13th on Monday. This is for women cancer patients and survivors only. Please, no support people. And then on Tuesday, it's the Men's Support Group sharing meetings. Again, just patients and survivors only. They're asking for that. This is going to happen again in May and July, September, November, throughout the year. We will keep you abreast of what's going on, of course, on these airwaves. Looking ahead a little bit, they do have a caregiver support group sharing meeting on April 10th. That's not till April, though. But keep that in mind. This is for caregivers of cancer patients only. So help with the people who are taking care of those who are in treatment right now. All these meetings will be held from 5:15 to 6:15 over at Aspirus Riverview Hospital in Rapids, lower level conference center rooms B and C, completely free, no registration needed. You can just show up if you have a question or you would like some more information. 715-421-7442, 421-7442. Our friends at Extension Wood County are teaming up with Focus, and they've got some classes that they're offering. They got a couple more in throughout the month of March that we would like to highlight. These are all happening from 3 to 4 p.m. at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. That's, of course, the new digs for Focus and all the great programs that they offer, SWEPs and the Backpack Program and a Neighborhood Table, of course. This coming week on the 14th, Hannah Wendels, the Foodwise Educator with Extension Wood County, is doing a nutrition class. This includes nutritious eating ideas, meal planning on a budget, super snacks, and making the most of leftovers. Very cool. And then if you're planning ahead on March 21st, Jackie Caratini, our good friend of the Human Development and Relationship Educator with Extension Wood County, is going to offer some budgeting tools, cutting expenses, credit reports, all things to help you get your finances in order. You can RSVP by calling 715-421-8437. 421-8437. You can go online, bit.ly/focus2023, if you would like to get more information or sign up online. We love our friends at Extension Wood County, and we are thrilled to be able to work with, they're working with Focus on this. Looking ahead to the coming Wednesday, just like every Wednesday, the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street, are offering their bingo. Go and have some fun. Support the Elks. Doors open at 5, with bingo starting at 6:30 p.m. This is a weekly fun trip. If you've never done it, go give it a try. It's a lot of fun. Check it out. Maybe you'll win something. And either way, you'll be supporting the Elks and all the great things that they do for our community. Speaking of focus, of course, the neighborhood table will be having their community meal coming up this Thursday, as they do every Thursday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. 2321 West Grand Avenue is the place to go. And it's a dine-in. Go check it out. It's been going for a long time now, and it's a great way to get a meal. You see people in your community. It's not just for people who may have be a little light on funds and need a good meal. Hey, it's for everybody. Go check it out. The Neighborhood Table means just that, the neighborhood. And we thank everyone at Focus for all the great work that they do, including the Neighborhood Table on Thursdays from 4:30 to 6. We are in the season of Lent. We are knee-deep into it, and that means we've got fish fries aplenty happening. We got a couple we're going to highlight here. The first one is the Nakusa Port Edwards Knights of Columbus. They're having their drive-through fish fry, beer-battered fried cod served with baked potato or potato salad, coleslaw, dinner roll, dessert, all of this, $13. Every Friday, going throughout Lent through March 31st, from 3 to 6 on those Fridays. It's located at Sacred Heart Parish, 711 Prospect Avenue in Nakusa. Please enter on the 7th Street entrance and follow the signs, and you will get your drive-through fish fry. Man, I'm hungry suddenly. Port Edwards Knights of Columbus, Friday drive-through fish fry through the Lenten seasons, 3 to 6 at Sacred Heart Parish in Nakusa. Here in Rapids, we also have an opportunity to have a Friday fish fry every Friday during Lent, 4 to 7, at St. Lawrence Catholic Church, 530 10th Avenue North. They have a dine-in or carry-out. You can make your choice. They have fried or baked fish, potato salad or French fries, baked beans or pasta salad, coleslaw, bread, tartar sauce, dessert, salad bar included if you are dining in. Wow. That is amazing. It's all for only $12 for adults, $11.50 for seniors. Kids are $8. Carryouts available for $12. Go celebrate Lent. Have some great food coming up here on the 17th. St. Patrick's Day, too. You know, I know you're supposed to have corned beef and cabbage, but come on. Well, who doesn't want a fish fry instead? I think St. Patrick would be okay with that. 4 to 7, St. Lawrence Catholic Church, 530 10th Avenue North, here in Wisconsin Rapids, all throughout Lent. James J. Maloff, the host of Morning Magazine and the Morning Show here, on Friday got to interview the great cast to the Nakusa High School's musical that's coming up next weekend, The Little Mermaid. Yes, they're doing The Little Mermaid. It has the podcast hasn't been posted yet. I know this because I'm the one who does it. We were having a little technical issue with it yesterday. Hopefully I'll get that posted soon, because it was a great interview. Do encourage you to go to civicmedia.us shows. Check it out. Keep looking there, because I'll be posting it as soon as I can, as soon as we get our problems wrapped up. But this is going to be a very fun show, starting Friday the 17th, 7 p.m., then Saturday, two shows, 2 and 7 p.m. Tickets are only $10. Tickets are already on sale. Go online to showtixforyou.com, showtix, the number 4 and the letter u.com, or go to the Nakusa High School office. College age and under student tickets are only $5. This is at Nakusa High School Auditorium, 500 Cedar Street in Nakusa. We cannot encourage you enough to support local theater, even in the high schools. These kids do an amazing job, and we love to support them. You know you're going to have a lot of fun. It's The Little Mermaid, the great music from that animated classic. So go check it out. We do encourage you to go to Nakusa next weekend to see The Little Mermaid. I'm going to have to take a break right now, because I'm having trouble. My throat's dried out. And now my nose, my eyes are watering, and I got to get a drink of water. So I'm going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to continue with our news and notes, our calendar of events, and also I think I'm going to give a little preview of Seth Faces the Music. I'm going to pick one of the songs that I'm going to be doing on the show tomorrow, and we'll do that to wrap up the show today. How about that? It sounds like fun. Plus more of your phone calls. Get those coming in. 424-2600 is the number to call to be on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. James is going to be so mad at me. Oh, he loves this song. So I might have to reset it for him for first thing Monday morning. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. I got a drink of coffee. My throat's doing better. And I'm going to wrap up the show in about 10 minutes or so, 10, 15 minutes. There you go. Very good. Christopher Cross, you done good. You did done good. All right. 424-2600 is the number to call in the next few minutes to get on the airwaves here. If you got anything you're looking to sell or buy, if you want to talk about events happening in the area, well, that's what we're doing right now. We're looking through the calendar of events, news and notes, and things of that nature. Next Saturday, Ruby's Pantry is going to do what they do every third Saturday of the month at the Pitch Elementary School at 501 17th Street South. Goes from 8 to 9:30 a.m. or until food is gone. Drive through only. The donation per bundle is $25. You can choose your pickup time. Go to rubyspantry.org to register for a scheduled pickup. There's also a cash pay line as well if you just want to grab $25 and pay them there. They do ask you to stay in your vehicle, drive-through only distribution. Enter the parking lot off Pear Street. Attendants will direct you to where to go. The food is pre-boxed, so just leave every box or basket at home. You don't need it. And they have the back of your vehicle cleaned out for boxes of food. You get about 70 pounds, so keep that in mind, everybody. And if you would like to volunteer, something we don't get to talk about, if you would like to volunteer for Ruby's Pantry, they go from about 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. every third Saturday. So it's about a four-hour helping hands. It's whatever time frame you works for you, you can do it between those 2 hours. You can sign up to volunteer at their website, rubyspantry.org/become-volunteer. So if you would like to help them out there, that's another great way of doing it as well. If you have any questions, go ahead, email Marlene. She is the contact person on this. M. Mertens, that's M-M-E-R-T-E-N-S at emmanuelrapids.com. The Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission is conducting a survey to assess the needs of the sports community in the city of Wisconsin Rapids and municipalities of Southern Wood County. This short survey aims to reach anyone who is passionate about Wisconsin Rapids Area sports to obtain insights into how the organization can best meet community needs. The survey can be completed online going to surveymonkey.com/r/sportscommunitypublicsurvey, all one word, sports commission public survey, sports commission public survey on SurveyMonkey. That is how you can take the survey. The sports commission asked that the survey be completed by next Sunday, the 20th. Please pass along the survey with anyone you feel might be interested, of course. Please let others know if this is something that might interest them. Survey results will be shared and discussed at the upcoming sports commission meeting Tuesday, March 21st at 4:30, hosted at the Southwood County YMCA. This meeting is open to the public, and the sports commission welcomes all to participate. They want some feedback, so this is a great opportunity if you're interested in sports in Southwood County. Excuse me. This is the way to do it. This is the way to do it. Looking ahead towards later on in March, we have a couple of things we do want to highlight, including the 2023 Hope Consortium free webinar series that's going on right now. They invite all treatment and recovery service providers, human service personnel, criminal justice partners, prevention professionals, community and tribal members, and leaders to attend. This is their third annual webinar series. It's a five-part series that will be held the fourth Friday of each month, February through June, from 10 to 11 a.m., and this is all via Zoom. Some of the training series this year will serve as an excellent onboarding tool for professionals and provide a foundational focus on topics including substance use, outpatient treatment programs and medication-assisted treatment, self-care for wounded helpers, co-occurring disorders, and much more. A lot of great information that they're going to be going through this. To register, it's free. Registration is free, but you do have to get the link to the Zoom meeting. You can register via email. Go to hopeconsortium.org. That's hopeconsortium, all one word, .org. Or if you want more information, you can go ahead and contact Wayne Sorensen. He is the project manager with Family Health Center of Marshfield. Sorensen.Wayne@marshfieldclinic.org. Like they said, this is the fourth Friday of each month, February through June. So there's four more coming up, including one March 24th. Keep that in mind if you are one of the people I mentioned above and you want to learn a little bit more about that. Well, of course, blood donation is always something that's in the news, at least it is for us. And we want to, of course, bring awareness to it. We've got the Red Cross has many, many opportunities to give blood all throughout the year. And we've got a few coming up here in local areas in our listening area that we do want to highlight. There will be one coming up on the 24th of March here in Rapids from 12 to 5 p.m. at the McMillan Library, 490 East Grand Avenue. That's 490 East Grand Avenue, 12 to 5 here in Wisconsin Rapids. If you're in the Stevens Point area, they have a lot of opportunities to do that, including this coming week, Monday and Tuesday from 12 to 6:15, and then again Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Thursday 8:15 to 2:45, Friday, Saturday 8:30 to 2:45. That is the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center at 3201 C Main Street. If you have any opportunity to give blood, we've got some more coming up in Plover. And we also have coming up in Marshfield. In fact, the one in Marshfield is coming up on the 20th, and that's at the 11. That's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Holiday Inn, 750 South Central Avenue in Marshfield. One more thing we want to let people know about before we get to my preview of Seth Faces the Music this week. The League of Wisconsin Women Voters in Wisconsin Rapids area is offering a meet and greet with local candidates coming up for the April 4th general election. You can check out your ballot to find out what's on your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. The site also provides information on voter registration and voting. This election will include local candidates as well as statewide race for the Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice and three referenda that will amend the Wisconsin state constitution. One, conditions of release before conviction. Two, cash bail before conviction. And three, shall able-bodied childless adults be required to look for work in order to receive taxpayer-funded welfare benefits? Please read the full wording of these proposed amendments on your ballot before deciding. We've seen this in California. There's weasel words that sometimes make their way here and people get confused. Make sure you understand what you are voting for. And there'll be a candidate meet and greet coming up March 22nd at McMillan Library in the all-purpose room from 5 to 6, Wisconsin Rapids School Board candidates, 6 to 7, Wisconsin Rapids City Council candidates, and then 7 to 8, Wood County Branch 4 Circuit Court candidates. There's also going to be some candidate interviews with our good friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and you'll be able to check that out at their website, wi-cm.org, for their schedule of media interviews with all of the candidates. So keep that in mind as well. Well, we got about a minute here before we're going to go out on a song to preview Seth Faces the Music. So just a reminder, that's happening tomorrow on Sunday from 6 to 8. My theme this week is fire. And for our little taste of what's coming up, a little group you might have heard of from the 70s, one of the best soul groups of all time, in my humble opinion, Earth, Wind, and Fire from 1977. Of course, they had fire in their title, and they're going, you know, they're kind of one of the inspirations for me doing Earth, Wind, Fire, Water. They're missing water. Not sure why, but anyway. So thanks, everyone, for joining me. Thanks to all the callers, everyone who joined in today on Over the Back Fence. I'll be back again next Saturday from 11 to noon with more of your phone calls, 424-2600. Write that number down. Remember it. Charlie Behrens is up next after the song. So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next time.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.